Matt Polka, once again, the show floor here at the Independent Show in Chicago, Illinois, site of our 14th annual Independent Show. This morning, here at the show, we had our annual ACA Connects member meeting, where we heard from our immediate past chairman, Bob Gessner of MCTV. We heard from our new chair, Patty Boyers of Boycom Vision. And we also heard from our new vice chair, Mike Bowker of Cable One, now known as Sparklight. Talked to Mike, Patty, and Bob about a number of issues looking back at ACA Connects over the last year, what we're looking ahead going forward into 2020, and how we want to better connect with our members. And that's a number of the issues we talked about at our ACA Connects member meeting that we wanted to bring to you here on our ACA Connects podcast. So let's go to Bob, Patty, and Mike for our ACA Connects podcast. Matt Polka here at the Independent Show 2019 in Chicago, Illinois. Actually, 14 years ago, we started the Independent Show here in Chicago, and it's great to be back here once again with about 1,250 attendees walking the floor and learning a lot of good things about how to deliver the best services in broadband and otherwise. But I am very happy to be here today with our leaders of ACA Connects. We have Bob Gessner, our immediate past chair, Patty Boyers, our incoming chair, and Mike Bowker, our new vice chair. And Bob is with MCTV, Patty's with Boycom Vision, and Mike is with Sparklight, formerly Cable One. So what we want to do on today's podcast for our members that weren't able to join us here in Chicago is really cover a little bit about ACA Connects, not only looking back a year, but looking ahead on what some of our goals and objectives are, as well as how we can help encourage our members to better connect and communicate. So first, I just want to turn to Bob Gessner, who I said is our immediate past chair, but in the last year he was chair. So let's take a second to look back. Tell us about what you think some of the key accomplishments were and how we came about working towards those achievements.
Thank you, Matt. And it's a pleasure to be here, and it is impressive to see this many people. I was here 14 years ago, and it wasn't nearly this big, or well-attended, or well-organized. So terrific job to everybody involved there. I think in the last year, the thing I've noticed the most is ACA really starting to check the boxes on our strategic vision of being a thought leader in Washington, of having a seat at the table, and building bridges with other organizations. And that's, I think, manifests itself best in something that started last year and will probably end next year with the C-band spectrum reallocation, where we are definitely the thought leader there. Nobody else had a good thought. It started as a crisis for our members, and Ross and your team turned it into what could be a huge benefit for us. And I look at the second box to check there. We're not sitting at the table, we're standing at the head of the table, and we're leading the discussion. And that is such a huge step forward for ACA. And we're doing that by building bridges with some of our some other associated companies that aren't really part of ACA, namely Charter and the Competitive Carriers Association. And I like to think that's going to mark a step up from which we will not step back. That we're going to be much more highly recognized and respected as a thought leader. We're going to keep our seat at the table. We're going to build better bridges with more organizations.
So, Bob, as you step down here at this Independent Show as our chair, you have the record now as our longest-serving chairman, having served for 5 years in the role. Looking back on 5 years, just give us a sense of your experience and maybe what some of the highlights have been.
You know, whenever people ask me, what's your favorite whatever, I always say my favorite is the next one. You know, whatever happens to be next on our target list. So I had a wonderful 5 years, and to the extent I was able to help ACA grow and succeed, terrific. But I guarantee you I have received that manyfold back in terms of terrific personal and business relationships, as well as the many benefits that have accrued to us through ACA.
Very good. Well, thank you, sir. And you certainly have made a difference. There's no question about that. Well, Patty, let me turn to you. You, as of this taping, you've been in the chair role for about 24 hours, but you have a lot of experience on our board as our vice chair and serving on our board for quite a number of years. But as you look ahead to your next year in 2020, the first full year as chair, what are some of your hopes and dreams for the association as we move forward?
Well, I can say that the deck is stacked. This is going to be the year things are actually going to happen. We've planned for them. We've studied for them. We have laid out well made out plans strategically and in vision. And now we're going to see some fruition. We're going to get to see, if not in 2019, certainly in 2020. We've got the Stellar renewal that we think will be advantageous to us. That's a year-end thing. Then we've got, C-band. We're looking towards that 6-9 months in advance towards 2020. And then this Cable Act of Representative Eshoos and Representative Scalise's, this Modern Television Act of 2019, with the words repeal, retransmission, consent. I mean, is that not a tattoo you want to get? You know, that is one thing that I honestly believe that more people have come up to me at this show and spoken to me about literally having a renewed hope that we can really get something done. You know, I see we might get something incremental in the Stellar renewal. That's going to give us maybe a little bit of relief. I look for that. I'm really hoping that the NCTC is going to be allowed to, in good faith, negotiate for some of our members. But I also think, as we look even further forward, I told you that I wanted my benchmark on this association to be the repeal of retransmission consent and the rewrite of the 92 Cable Act. And I tell you what, by gum, it might happen. I think we stand on that. I told Mike this, and I've told Bob this. We stand on the shoulders of everybody for the last 25 years. It's nothing that Patty Borders is going to do. It's nothing Mike Balker is going to do. It's the things that Bob Gessner has done and Jim Gleason has done and Colleen Abdullah has done and you know, all the way down the line, all the way back. Steve Weed, all those, Steve Friedman, all the guys, Patrick Knorr, all these people who have been thought leaders and, they've been pioneers in our industry. And so now I get to stand on those guys' shoulders and hopefully beat my chest and say, look, we've repealed retransmission consent. I'm going to keep my powder dry, and I'm not going to hold my breath because I do want to see my grandkids graduate from high school. But I really think that 2020 is going to be the year of our focus, and it's going to be spot on in those crosshairs.
Well said, particularly looking at a banner here in our booth that the Independent Show that talks about focus on the future, Summit 2020, as we look ahead to our ACA Summit in March of 2020. So thank you, Patty, for that. And I may come back to ask you a question about retransmission consent and Stellar. But I want to get Mike Balker, our vice chair, in on the conversation. Mike, as we earlier this year, changed the name of the organization from the American Cable Association to ACA Connects, America's Communications Association. One of the things that we talked about was underscoring what our members do in connecting and communicating. And that's a really important part of what we do in our association, to connect and communicate with our members just as they do. But how do you see us better enabling members to connect and communicate and also helping to instill in them an understanding of the important role that they have in building that relationship with Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Matt. So, you know, specifically about how we connect and how the ACA Connects helps the member operators, you provide so many great services. The just what I would say is you start every day with coffee with Ted and the media sweep. Right. And so we start out with the information that you provide, the things and the services that Ross is doing, the webinars and all of that information. And then it's beholden upon us to take that information and to utilize it, turning it into knowledge, right? So that we can then bring all of our issues together, use you as the advocate, but hold our part of what we need to do. And we also have to be the advocate. Take everything that you're doing in the services and bring them to bear, whether it's in our state areas or back in D.C. So it's a two-way street. What you are doing is providing a fantastic service, and we need to play our part in that, have some skin in the game, and utilize those services and bring the issues to bear in D.C. or at the state level.
One of the things that we hope to do in the coming year is to increase our digital connections with our members. Your company, Cable One Sparklight, does a very good job of not only connecting with customers, but sharing good news. How perhaps can we encourage our members to be more active in that regard so that we can better connect digitally in an environment where you can take one tweet and really make sure that the whole Congress sees it?
Well, as we just heard from our excellent keynote speaker this morning, you had better be able to communicate across all sorts of mediums in order to reach people. If you want to hit the millennials, well, you better be doing it in a concise manner through just the headlines of whether it's your email, through social media, whatever aspect that you have, you've got to reach a wide swath of people. And so digital is going to be a critical component of how you are going to reach those people, whether it is through your social media campaigns, through Twitter, Facebook, what have you. There's a lot of different mediums that are out there, and fortunately, we've put a lot of effort behind all of this, so we're taking advantage of it. We're trying to communicate in those fashions, and we think that it's working so far.
And that's one of the things, certainly, that I had the opportunity here at the Independent Show to talk to a group called the Marketing Innovators Group, where I had the chance to visit with our marketers that are here and to help them as the people behind the posts, behind the feeds, to connect with ACA Connects so that we can see their feeds and vice versa and help to elevate it. But I do want to come back as we look to wrap up here this leader podcast at the Independent Show with Patty. You had the chance to testify in early June before the House Subcommittee on Communications and Technology on that issue that everybody here loves to talk about, for good, bad, or indifferent, retransmission consent. And you made quite a difference. You came into a room where maybe there was a perception that any kind of reauthorization or modification of retransmission consent rules was probably unlikely. But through your testimony, through your story, I think you were able to turn some heads that day, where now you have members, both Republican and Democratic, as you mentioned, Congresswoman Eshoo from California, Congressman Scalise from Louisiana, two very diametrically opposed people working on a bipartisan basis to reform retrans. Give us a sense of that hearing, what you feel like you were able to accomplish, and maybe what we can hopefully expect here in the year ahead.
Well, what I hope to accomplish was just simply not to fall on my face, you know, in the middle of the chambers. Honestly, I just wanted to be myself, but I've got a story to tell, and I've got a story to tell that represents these little 700 companies that are members of ACA. I knew my figures because I'm the one that analyzes our P&L and our balance sheet and all of our cash flow statements every month. I know what this is costing me. I know how much it hurts. I know whenever I'm sitting there trying to decide how in the world can I deploy more broadband into this great digital divide, which we are the ones on the front line to do that. It's not a new startup. It's not. It's us out there that are right there at the edge. We can just extend more. Maybe we could do some, you know, hybrid fiber kind of coax hybrid deal. Maybe we can do point to point. Maybe we can do a combination of all that. But if I'm spending all of my money on retransmission consent, I have no room for that. I don't have the money for it, and I'm the one that's sitting there. We're small enough, you know, it's our money. It's my house and our farm mortgaged on my cable company. Now, a lot of people, even the 700 members, don't get that. I mean, we're a startup. We're a mom and pop. We are first generation, and so it's real for me. When they ask me to back up in the written questions, I said, not a problem. I'll go right back to your report from the FCC in December. I can show you where it's costing me 47% more than the average of 30% more that rural operators are paying for retransmission consent that the other folks aren't paying. I'm paying 47%. I've proved that to the penny, exactly how I figured it. So I think I was able to come across as authentic because I was. And it's a real issue for me. It's a real problem for us. And so I was given the opportunity to work with you all to line me out so I wouldn't screw up too bad. And there might have been a hell yes or something in there, but, you know, the team, you guys, Alpine, you know, Ross, everybody, Brian, everybody had me all ready to go so that I'd just keep me between the lines, you know. Don't get me off in the road ditch. So, I mean, I think it went really well, Matt, and I think we were able collectively to change some minds.
Well, there's no doubt about that. We may have helped to prepare you for the testimony, but you did it on your own, and the chairman of the subcommittee himself said at the end, Ms. Boyers, you are welcome to testify in front of my committee anytime. So you obviously did a good job. Oh, here's another comment.
Well, I'm just not any ordinary farm girl.
Well, that much is sure, and I can say this too. Having had the pleasure and the privilege to work with so many wonderful leaders on our ACA Connects board, these members today that we've had the chance to talk to, these leaders, Bob, Patty, Mike, really exemplify the commitment that our board members have shown for more than two decades, and will continue to do so. Well, thank you for being here at our Independent Show Leader Podcast. We'll try to make this an annual event on the issues, but we'll see you again here on our ACA Connects podcast. Thanks, everybody. I'm very glad we could hear from Bob Gessner, Patty Boyers, and Mike Bowker today here on the show floor at our 14th Annual Independent Show, where they had the chance to reiterate and cover a number of the things that they as board members of ACA Connects are working on your behalf for each and every day. So I hope you enjoyed that. If you have any questions, please let us know. We love it when you subscribe, rate, and review. Love to connect with you to find out not only about the substance of our podcast, but also how we could better serve you in every way at ACA Connects. So don't forget, as I said, subscribe, rate, and review. Look for our podcasts on Podomatic, as well as Apple Podcasts, and on our ACA Connects website at acaconnects.org/the hub. Matt Polka here with ACA Connects, along with Matt Mare, our digital manager, saying thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again on ACA Connects.